AM 1050 WLIP. Welcome in, welcome back. WLIP Morning Show. On Tuesdays, we talk to Dr. Russ Brewer from Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Pete. I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. I'm in the holiday mood,
yeah,
you know?
That's awesome.
Right there.
I was listening to the intro music there and going, yeah, we've got cowbells. I thought we should have actually had some jingle bells
going, right? And with the music.
Cause, right, because it's today is holiday safety pet tips.
Yes, indeed.
Because Christmas is just here a couple days away. So, you know, it is that fun time of year. Holidays, it's all about family, fun, celebrating for a lot of people. Some people, it's not so much fun and celebrating, but that's, you know, it's this festive time. And sometimes your pets are enjoying it. Sometimes they're not.
Sometimes your pets give you reasons not to celebrate.
Sometimes that can happen too. Right. So we're going to talk about some do's, don'ts, and maybe some safety tips. And we're going to cover a little bit of New Year's too, just because we're not having a New Year's segment next week. We're just going to, topic next week. But holidays, toys, and gifts. I don't know about anybody else, but in our household, our pets have a stocking that gets hung by the chimney with care. And it's always stuffed with, you know, balls and bones and things. So, you know, what do you get your dog or your cat? So, you know, some of the things you have to think about, you know, just normal toys that you get. If there are things that are chewable, though, do you monitor your dog with it? We always have to monitor ours because she's got, like, you know, jaws of steel. So we'll give her something and it's like, okay, we can start the bets. Who's going to place it 5 minutes? Who's going to do 10 minutes? You know, how long is it going to take the dog to get through this, crack it down? And we're going to
have
to throw it away.
So you assume the toys are not long term.
Oh, they are not. In our household, they are not. Most of them are not long. Unless you get something that is truly like hardcore, relatively indestructible, she'll still tear it apart.
Okay.
But it's going to take her longer. She's, we get these squeaky toys. If you sit down and let her go at it, I'm going to guess it's going to be about 10 minutes and the squeaker is going to be surgically removed. So you want to make sure they're not too small because
okay.
You don't want to be swallowable.
Yeah.
If you've got the large dog, 65 plus pound dog, do not get them little ping pong ball size ball to play with or the cat toy because that just gets ingested. You'll be seeing us in a few weeks later having that surgically removed. Hard things. Now, this is, you know, you have to be cautious with this because some of the hard things, if you've got a dog that's really aggressively a chewer, they can crack their teeth.
Oh.
So you do have to think about that. Some, you know, there's some of the Nyla bones are really hard, but they make Gumma bones, which are softer, still not going to be broken apart into big pieces. Plush toys with squeakers. My dog loves it. We've got this Nerf soccer ball looking thing that's got a squeaker in it. She like becomes a feral dog if she hears that thing go off. Oh, she's nuts. It's insane. But you can't leave her alone with it because it's soft and it squeaks. So she will want to try to at least break the squeaker, which that wouldn't be the worst thing. The worst thing is she tries to tear it apart to get it out. Ribbons, bows, wrapping paper. Those are things that should be kept picked up and put in a garbage bag. We sit there, you know, we unwrap packages. We've got a garbage bag sitting there. See, the dogs and the cat are out. Anytime something gets unwrapped, if you're going to save it, tuck it away somewhere where the dog can't get to it. But if you're, you know, just going to say, hey, it's going to go to the garbage, throw it away real quick so that the dog doesn't get into it, the cat doesn't start eating it. Battery-powered toys, especially those button batteries. You want to make sure that the batteries do not get ingested. Why would a dog ingest batteries? I don't know. They eat poop, so we shouldn't really question why they eat the things they eat.
Correct. So, it's a mystery, right?
There are a lot of questions with mysteries why they eat the things they do. Safe toy choices would be appropriate size things, durable rubber toys, toys designed for your pet's chewing strength. So the super heavy duty things if you've got an aggressive chewer, and then certainly supervise them with their toys. And then cats, avoid tinsel. I don't even know if they make tinsel anymore because I don't look for it.
I don't have a cat, so I do have tinsel.
Okay,
but yeah.
So right,
yeah.
So tinsel's.
But I had to order it online. I couldn't find it in the store.
Right, so, I think they've kind of gone. Because I think so many people just like, oh, it's not good and whatever. So, but if you do have it and if you've got a cat, don't.
Okay.
Because the cats will eat that, and then next thing you know, they've got a string-formed body. String toys, make sure they're supervised with those, and then secure the gift wrap because ribbons become a problem. Holiday parties. Now, this becomes part of the fear-free thing. Holiday parties are great. Now, I would always recommend starting the holiday party. Everybody comes in and just make a nice, gentle reminder, please don't feed the pets.
Yeah.
Because the people food has a lot of fat in it. And if it's a dog, you're going to have an upset GI tract and or pancreatitis, and that's going to be a costly holiday event, sometimes to the ER. So it's just, right.
So make sure Uncle Joe is reminded not to do that.
And then there are toxic things, chocolates, grapes, raisins, so that fruitcake that nobody else wants to eat. The dog will probably eat it, so don't let them. Alcohol, not good for them. So keep it away from fatty foods. We've talked about xylitol, so sugar-free things, terribly toxic to them. So make sure that they don't get into that. And then cooked bones, because cooked bones are brittle and they can actually snap into shards.
If
you're going to give them a bone, make sure it's the one from the the pet store that they got that's dog appropriate. Managing their stress while the party's going on. So if they are high anxiety, you want to make sure that you get your meds. So get your meds now. It's early in the week.
Mm-hmm.
We're closed Christmas Day. In fact, we're closing at noon on Christmas Eve. So just plan ahead. Pick up things now. Having a nice, quiet room for them to go where they've got a bed, water, familiar toys, and then maybe some calming music in the background. So that, and calming music is classical music or the one that always, gets me soft jazz or reggae. And I'm like, put a little Bob Marley on. Baby gates in the doorway so that they can stay isolated away too, but still see people. And then make sure that they have ID on them. So if they bolt out the door, microchips are my favorite because those aren't removable. And then collars with a tag on it. New Year's Eve. Now we're to fireworks. They're not legal in Wisconsin. Does not mean they're not going to go off.
Yeah, right. No kidding.
it's like speeding is illegal. Happens every time.
Probably shouldn't shoot off that flare gun either, but here we are.
Yeah, right. So people stepping outside and shooting off fireworks and whatnot, it's going to create a lot of noise. If your dog's afraid of fireworks, plan ahead. Get the meds to quiet things down and start giving that New Year's Eve day so that by New Year's Eve night, they're in their nice little calm mode and like, oh, somebody shooting off fireworks. Great. Could care less. Keep them indoors. Of course, this time of year, it's really not that hard unless you've got a Malamute or an Alaskan, husky. Most dogs are like, it's really cold outside, so let's stay inside. Play some TV for background noise or, again, soft music. Pheromones would be a good thing. And then, of course, we've been talking about this. Plan ahead. Because the holidays, they are here. So, and they're, the day is approaching very quickly. So if you need meds for these things, please get in touch with us right away so we can get those filled before the holidays. And we will be closed at noon on New Year's Eve. And we're closed New Year's Day and Christmas Day. And again, I said noon on Christmas Eve. So just plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
So the hours change. It's, it'll be on our, it's on Google. So if you go to Google and, you look up the hours, we always make sure that those hours are up to date. But
well, very good. So make that call today.
Make that call today. And, with a little bit of planning around the toys, the parties, the fireworks, you can ensure that it's going to be a good time for you and your pet.
Well, very good, Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. I think you've made a happier holiday for some pet owners already.
Well, I wish, and all of us at Care Animal Hospital wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
Well, very good. Dr. Russ, appreciate that. If people want to learn more about Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie, how can they do that?
And then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ, very happy holiday. Merry Christmas to you and yours, and we'll catch you next week.
Happy holiday and Merry Christmas, Pete.
WLIP Morning Show rolling along. Yeah.